I'm Nadia Childress, and I have Travis Sadie White here. Would you go ahead and let everyone know your name and your position with CNN Network?
My name is Travis Sadie White. I'm an assignment coordinator with CNN News Source.
Awesome. Okay, assignment coordinator. Could you go ahead and give us some of your job activities there?
Absolutely. Basically, News Source is a division of CNN where they provide video to over 1,000 domestic affiliates. As an assignment coordinator, I look at the stories that are brought in, I produce those items, and I turn those items, which consists of cutting them down to VOs, VOSATs, and those items, those stories are written and they're distributed through our system called BitCentral, where affiliates can download that material and use it in their newscasts.
Awesome. Okay. Well, where did you receive your journalism degree? And did you know initially that you wanted to report or anchor? Did you know that when you got to college, or was that something that kind of changed or fluctuated throughout your studies?
Graduated from Texas Southern University in August of 2002. I knew coming in that I wanted to be a journalist. I actually came in wanting to be a reporter and anchor, but that quickly changed after my internship.
Awesome. Okay. Can you recall anything, because I just heard you say that changed, could you recall anything significant that happened or maybe occurred in your life that ensured that journalism obviously was an appropriate path to take, whether that would have been reporting or anchoring it or actually being behind the scenes as an assignment director as you are now?
I'm not for sure on a specific event, but I know I've always been a news hound, always been a news junkie. So I think growing up, I've always wanted to be a journalist. But once I got my internship, and on September 11th was when I finally decided I didn't want to be on air. I wanted to be behind the scenes and sort of play a bigger role and help make decisions. I think that's kind of where my career focus changed.
Okay, awesome. Okay, where were and or may still be recommended clubs or social clubs or maybe even associations as in the HABJ organizations? What were some of those organizations that you maybe knew about or were a part of and that you would recommend to aspiring journalists now today to be a part of?
I was a part of TSU-ABJ. I was also president of TSU-ABJ. In addition to being a member of HABJ, I'm also a member of NABJ. While a member of TSU-ABJ, the then president, Oshita Gacy, came up with the idea of having what we called a mentor's breakfast. So basically, they would have journalists, TV, print, radio, PR, they would come in on a Saturday morning, we'd have a nice breakfast, and they'd pair us up, and that would be our mentor for the year. And so I felt that as president, it was very beneficial to me. So I felt that as the next president, that was something that we needed to continue to do. And it was something that we did. And I found a great mentor in Ruben Dominguez, who's also a TSU graduate. And he is now on the air, a reporter over at KRIV Fox in Houston. So okay. Those would be the best local organizations that I would say that were very beneficial to me.
Okay. Upon graduating, Travis, what and where or what and or where was your first job, and what was your feelings toward that?
My first job was an assignment editor, weekend assignments editor at KIAH Channel 39. Kind of consisted of, I got that job while I was still in college, my last semester, so I was already working while in school, which is somewhat rare. So I did that. I did that for about 9 to 10 months before I sort of made another jump to a job. But that was my entryway into getting into journalism as far as my job. And that's one of the jobs that a lot of people are going to have to try and get right off the bat. It's a great way to learn about the business, and because the assignments desk is sort of the central, it's the nucleus of the newsroom, it's the heartbeat. And if you don't have that knowledge and that experience of how the assignment desk work, you'll be a good reporter or a good producer, but it'll only make you a better reporter and a better producer if you have that experience.
Awesome. What could you say, Travis, would be one of your most heart-throbbing situations or even stories to have to interact with or even report before you got to CNN or even when you are there now or you're currently employed there now? What would you tell us would be the, you know, one of the stories that really, really got to you where you had to leave your feelings totally outside of the box there?
I'm trying to think offhand because, I mean, there are a number of stories that we do every day that are heart-wrenching. And I think anytime, one story, if I had to pick one, I would definitely say would be the Andrea Yates where she drowned her five kids. That story was very emotional because it's the death of five kids and at the hands of their mother. Which is something you know, a mother is supposed to protect her kids and not kill them. But that was one where it was pretty difficult because you had a wide range of emotions. While you were very sad for what happened for the kids, you were very upset about the mother and why she did this, and then also the father and what he knew and what he didn't know. So that was one of the most emotional stories that I've had to deal with over time.
Okay, and then in the newsroom, I know there's a lot to be said about the different positions, as we stated earlier. You happen to be behind the scenes more so than you were thinking about initially when you went to school. With that being said, I know that a lot of people are in school now, as I am a studying journalist myself. A lot of people tend to want to be in front of the camera. I know that there are several positions within the newsroom. Could you break that down to us or maybe just elaborate on some of the newsroom positions there other than being a reporter or an anchor?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, you have the assignments editor, which is basically sending reporters and photographers out to various events. You're listening to police, fire, EMS scanners to see what's going on around the city and the surrounding counties. That's one position. You also have a producer, which you're basically deciding what goes on the air, the order that the stories are told, and how those stories are written. Then you have associate producers, you're ordering graphics, that type of stuff, and you're writing. Then there's writers. Then you have your photographers, your editors. You have your live truck engineers, the people who drive the big trucks, and they're setting up the live shots and the cameras and lights for the reporter to go out and front his or her story live. And then you think of more of the technical aspects. You have your director, your technical director. Those are the people that are basically calling the shots. As a producer, you decide what shot you want. It's up to the director and the technical directors to work together as a team to make sure that those shots come off effectively. Then you have your audio person who's handling microphones and making sure audio levels are right and that there's actual audio running on a package. Because sometimes you'll see on TV where the anchor will toss to a story or the reporter will toss to their package and there's no audio. So that person has to go and make sure that stuff is ready ahead of time to try and prevent that from happening. So there are a wide range of positions in the newsroom that people can do.
Wow. Okay. There is a lot going on in the newsroom. What would be your best advice to any aspiring journalist today? What one word would you use to describe their interest and just be and even a motivating word? What would you say to journalists today?
In one word, determination. You have to be determined to do this, that this is what you want to do. Your heart has to be in it. Some people do it for the glitz and the glam. A lot of people, like myself, do it just strictly because we love to do it. You're providing a service to people at home who may hear stuff that's going on. And as a journalist, you have to give both sides of the story. And people are trusting that what you give them and what you tell them are facts, and they want what's important. So you have to be dedicated to this job. And if you're not dedicated to it, it will show, and people, viewers, and your coworkers will pick up on that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sadie White. It has been my pleasure. I'm Nadia reporting live for KTSU Choice Breaks News.